young child who is looking for her mother, please come to customer service. She's waiting for you. My mother once heard that at the Goldblatt store. You remember Goldblatt's? Yeah. This was the one on 79th Street. Mm-hmm. My sister, well, this is my sister's fault. My mom lost Tina. And over the announcements, we hear the sounds, would the parent, mother of Bertha Schmaltz please come to the office? Bertha Schmaltz was the nickname my father used to tease my sister with, and that's the name that she gave. And so Mom, red-faced because she lost Christina, had to admit that her daughter was, in fact, Bertha Schmaltz. And once again, my mom lost her children in Goldblatt's. Mm-hmm. This time it was Tina and me. She lost us, or we lost her, I don't know. But we decided that we should go home and look for her there. So it was from 79th to 83rd Street. It was a half a mile walk. Tina and I was probably about 5, I think. So Tina was probably about 3. We walked home. Mom wasn't there. I don't know where she was. She was lost. We were home. We knew where we should be. I don't think that worked out real well. I think about it now, Mom must have been just frantic, looking everywhere for us, because we weren't with her, but we were at home, and there was no cell phones to communicate. Are they there? I don't know how it happened, but we finally got united, and I don't think it worked out real well either. I imagine Mary and Joseph must have felt a little bit like that the time they lost Jesus. A few days ago, you remember? He was just an infant. And within a few days now, according to the scriptures, he's 12 years old. Boy, they grow up fast, don't they? You know how that is? Now we read that he's 12 years old, and this was a good Jewish family who every year went to Jerusalem for the Passover. And Jesus went with. This is a good Jewish family. It's a 65-mile walk, which usually took about 4 days to get there. And you got to Jerusalem and celebrated the Passover, but you didn't stay the whole 7 days, maybe 2 days, you know, for the sacrifice, the Seder meal, and then on your way home. 65 miles, another 4 days. Now, you should know that Jesus was 12, and that's right about the time when he would be having his bar mitzvah. It means he was becoming a son of the covenant, the son of the covenant of Israel, that God made with Israel. And at 12 years old, he'd be in kind of like confirmation class, and bar mitzvah was sort of like our confirmation. So Joseph, perhaps, was teaching him things as they were in Jerusalem, showing him the temple and the porticos and all these wonderful things, and there are the teachers of the law and the scholars and the priests, and Jesus probably just nodded his head and said, wow, fantastic. But on the way home, Jesus wasn't there. You see, being 12 years old, he was just on the cusp of his bar mitzvah, just on the cusp of being a man. So perhaps he was walking with the men. They were in the back. Or, since he was still a child, perhaps he was walking with the moms and their kids, because that's how that went. And then nobody knew where Jesus was until it was time to set up camp for the night when everybody got together. And Mary looks at Jesus and says, Joseph, and says, "Where's Jesus?" And Joseph looks at Mary and says, "Where is Jesus?" I bet they were frantic. They were running around asking their relatives, "Did you see him? Do you know where he is? Was he with you?" Nothing. And finally, they decide to retrace their steps and find out where Jesus was, because they lost Jesus. Jesus wasn't lost. They lost Jesus, just like my mom. Mary would have assumed all these things. Joseph would have assumed all these things. And it's pretty easy to understand how that confusion could happen. A 12-year-old boy, though, a 12-year-old boy in the big city, without money, without food, without a place to stay, lost and alone. Oh, poor Jesus. I thought he was with you. You should have been. No, it would have been a horrible time. Eyes darting back and forth, looking for Jesus, retracing the steps, probably in the night. No Jesus. They get to Jerusalem and they search. It could be one day, it could be 2 days, it could be 3 days. They can't find him anywhere. We don't know why they decided to finally go to the temple, but it was the last place perhaps they expected to find him. And there he is. Most people would go home after 2 days, but the scholars and the scribes, the theologians of the time, would be at the temple talking shop, talking about the aspects of God in these minute little ways. And there, in the midst of them, was the boy Jesus. And none of the scholars, none of those folks said, "Get away from me, boy, bother me." No, they're engaged in this dialogue, asking questions, Jesus answering, Jesus asking questions, they're answering. And he was like a child prodigy. Where'd this kid come from? I don't know why they didn't ask, "Where's his mom and dad?" But there was no PA speaker at the temple at that time. They find Jesus sitting there with the doctors. When they find him, Mary says to Jesus, How could you do this to us? How could you treat us this way? Didn't you know that your father and I have been searching for you all over the place in great anxiety?" The word anxiety, it has a deeper meaning than just being anxious or frantic like my mom. It's really more like, why did you put us through this hellish experience? Jesus answers with an odd response. "Why were you looking for me? Didn't you know that I'd be in my father's house?" Again, that's a different answer, and I don't know if it came off snotty or just as a matter of fact, but I suspect it wasn't received very well. Jesus' response tells us that he was beginning to understand his calling, the calling of his heavenly Father on his life. And when he responds, "Why were you looking for me?" Why were they looking for him? They should have known, because after all, he was where he was supposed to be. Really? Are you sure? If they were looking for him, was he supposed to be there? Was Jesus the one who was lost? Or were Mary and Joseph the ones who were lost? Why did it take so long to find him? Because Mary and Joseph looked everywhere first where they thought he might be, alone and lost and hungry, this poor boy. And wherever they looked in Jerusalem, he wasn't there. And now they thought, just maybe. Why are you looking for me, Jesus says. Didn't you know that I must be in my Father's house? I was doing literally his business. And of course, you know, Mary and Joseph should have known something, because it seems like they forgot. They forgot that Jesus was the Son of God. They forgot that the angel of Gabriel appeared to them and announced, this child is special. This is God's own son. They forgot the shepherds who came and saw the baby Jesus lying in the manger, just as had been told to them. Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart, but she forgot. They heard the words from the wise men who came from the east, who came to say, what child is this? This is Christ the Lord. And they forgot. They knew it, but that was a long time ago. 12 years have passed, and maybe they forgot. Did you notice Mary and Joseph's response to Jesus' question? Why were you looking for me? They didn't understand what he was saying to them. I would be in my Father's house. Yeah, well, your Father's house is in Nazareth. It's back there. You should. No, I was in my Father's house. When you dump all the pieces of a puzzle together, you can't figure out what it exactly is. We started doing this. It's kind of like, I guess it's a tradition, because we did it twice. On Christmas, the family sits down and makes together a puzzle, picture puzzle. This year it was a Van Gogh picture. Really difficult. Only 500 pieces, but you know how you do it. You dump all the pieces out, and then you start separating the colors and looking for the edges, and then, yeah, you know, right? And finally, after all those pieces are together, and nobody's hiding the last piece, it looks like it's supposed to. Everything fits together. Individual pieces, one after another, linking together to make up a whole. Mary, you see, I think Mary had been collecting puzzle pieces. She didn't always understand exactly how everything fit together, or what the full extent of the picture of Jesus was going to be, how it was going to look, what it was going to do. But they were significant, all those pieces, because they were the words, they were the works of God's own Son. And not just her child, but her Savior. Sometimes I think we're looking for that missing puzzle piece. Sometimes I think we get lost, like one of the sheep of the 100-fold who wanders off. We sometimes will say that I feel separated from God. I don't understand. I don't understand how this is possible. I don't understand how this is good for me. I don't understand why God should ask me to do this. I just don't understand. I have that feeling often. The book of Romans says, all things work together for the good for those who love God and keep his commandments. There's times I just say, I just don't understand what good is going to come out of this. But then That's just a piece of the puzzle that's missing. We look at Jesus and we think what he should be. He should have all the answers and he should bless us with nothing but goodness because we're such good, faithful people. And where do you think he should be? Why isn't he right here? Where should he be? Mary and Joseph thought he was they thought he was lost because they couldn't find him. But they couldn't find him because they were looking in all the wrong places. Where was he? He was in his father's house. That place at that time where it was said that God meant Israel. That God's presence was right there. Don't you know that I should be about my father's business? I'm my father's house? And what was the father's business all about? To seek those who are lost, us, and to give his life as a ransom for many, and for us. You wouldn't expect to see the King of Kings, the Lord of Heaven, nailed up on a cross. You wouldn't expect to see him lying in a manger. He's there. And that whole story of Jesus tells us that he's there and he is here. He is where he needs to be. We know that Christ has promised to be with us always, even to the end of the ages. But we know that we can find him. We can find him because he's not lost. We are. And he finds us. He finds us in things. He finds us in his word. He finds us in the waters of baptism. He finds us in the presence, his very presence in the communion. He finds us. He finds us in the church. He finds us in a place like this where the community comes together in shows each other his presence. He finds us in all those places because that's where he dwells. This isn't a case where Jesus says, I was once lost and now I'm found. This is Jesus in the temple. I was lost and now I'm found. That's my statement. Not just at Goldblatt's when my mom's looking for me. Not just the time when, I gotta tell you, there was a time that we didn't have a car. We went to my Uncle Rex's house in the swamps of Alsip. It was time to go home. I was just a little kid. And they laid me on the grass as everybody else was getting in the car, drove home. Where's Mark? I really didn't know that I was lost until I woke up in the morning in my bed with mosquito bites all over me, and they told me the story. I wasn't lost, they lost me. And that's similar to what happened with Jesus. Jesus, the boy, is in his father's house, and he is going to not leave us on the grass and all sip. He's going to come and take each and every one of us to his home, to those heavenly mansions that have been prepared for us since the beginning of time. It says that Mary treasured all these things in her heart. She was collecting the puzzle pieces, just as we do as we grow into our years. She didn't always immediately understand how all those pieces fit together or what the full extent of the picture was going to be, but she kept them and she treasured them. And may we treasure the words of Jesus, the word of God in this presence here and for all the days to come in the following year and forever. Amen.